Please, yes, good morning.
Morning. When we say, I'm trying to remember, there were two answers why we say that if you don't daven or say Shema before you eat, then you're chayav misa, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was yesterday's daf.
Falling asleep, or to teach us that Ma'ariv is an obligation.
Right. So going to sleep makes sense. It's a logical answer, but saying because Ma'ariv is Rishus, do we hold that it's Rishus?
No. No, we believe it is Rishus, not an obligation.
We do hold it's Rishus, mm-hmm. but meaning... Right, we do hold it's Rishus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we just accepted it upon ourselves as an obligation.
Correct. And this price held it was an obligation. We don't rule that way. Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for coming. And today's daf is Daf Hey in Masechet Brachos. Very exciting daf. Deals with the topic that's very painful. The topic of Yisurin, of afflictions, of suffering. And the Gemara will introduce to us the concept of Yisurin Shel Ahava, sufferings that are for the sake of love. And yet we'll see that even some of the greatest rabbis, they didn't want even this. They didn't want the suffering for the sake of love, and other rabbis would remove it from them. Okay, but before we get to Yisurin Shel Ahava, let's start again down on Daled Amud Beis. We're discussing here in the beginning of Masechet Brachos, Shema of Evening. Please. No, we like questions.
It seems to me that after what we learned yesterday, this minhag that some people have of not saying the full bracha Ka'al Yisrael before Shmona Esrei is a hefsek.
Why is that a hefsek?
Well, it seemed like yesterday you have to complete saying the bracha Ga'al Yisrael.
Well, everybody has to say it. Even those who don't say it, they're just dropping their voice. They're still saying it.
That's not a half-sake because aren't
maybe not. No, there is a custom.
Some people have been hugging, but... No.
Yeah, there is a custom because they don't want people to say Amen. Right. They're saying Amen might be the half-sake.
If you're saying a full bracha and the Chazara and the Shulia Tibor doesn't say the full bracha,
no, he has to say the full bracha. No one. So the question about saying out loud is there are two opinions,
yeah,
but he certainly has to say the full bracha.
This is my 2 week reminder that I am paying attention.
Amazing, thank you. Okay, let's start again on Daled Amud Beis. We're discussing about the evening Shema. So now I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "Avo pishakar adam kriya Shema beis haknesses." Even though someone has read the evening Shema during Ma'ariv and Shul, mitzvah lekroso al mitaso. He also has a mitzvah to read Shema on bed. In other words, before he goes to sleep, he has a mitzvah to again read the Shema. This is what we call Kriyas Shema Sha'al Hamita. So, besides the Shema of Ma'ariv, there's another obligation, which is Shema of sleep. What's the source for that? Ma'ikra. What scriptural source do we have for Kriyas Shema Sha'al Hamita? So it's a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, "Rigzu, tremble, v'al techto, don't sin. Imru bilvavchem, say in your heart, al mishkavchem, on your bed. V'domu sela, and be quiet for a while." So it says here, say it in your heart. So that reminds us of Shema, v'ayu advar me'ela alavavecha, on your heart. And it says, where do you have this Alev Avchem? Al Mishkavchem, on your bed. So you see that on your bed, you're supposed to be saying Shema. And somehow this Shema is going to prevent you from sin. So you see that Rigzu Val Techetzo, you see that this Shema is a protection. Amar Rav Nachman said, we're starting now today's Daf Hey Amar Aleph. Rav Nachman teaches, Im Talmud Chacham Hu Ein Tzarech. If he's a Torah scholar, as Rashi explains, a Torah scholar is constantly reviewing his learning. So he's always saying Torah. The Torah itself protects him. Then he doesn't need to say the Shema of bed. Amar Abaye, Abaye said to Rav Nachman, even a Talmud Chacham, af Talmud Chacham, he may not have to say the whole Shema of bed because he's always learning, but he has to say one verse of mercy that invokes divine mercy, kigon, like the following, Biyadchav kidruchi, in your hand I will deposit my soul. Padisa si Hashem kel emes. You've saved me, God, true Lord. Okay. So that completes the discussion of Kriyat Shema Shalamita. So there's a mitzvah to say, or a law. Our daf begins by saying there's a law. We should say Shema of bed. The same way we're going to say the Shema of the evening during Maariv, we should also say Shema of bed. And that's based on a verse in Tehillim, Rigzu v'al techeto imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem. So al mishkavchem, where you're laying down, there you should be saying imru bilvavchem. What about a Talmud Chacham? Two opinions. According to Rav Nachman, a Talmud Chacham doesn't need to say the Shema of bed. And Abaye says he doesn't need to say the Shema of bed, but he needs to say a pasuk, a verse that invokes mercy. Biyadchav kidruchi would be a good example of that. Maybe he is saying all the time. He's always saying Torah all the time. Because he's saying Torah all the time, he doesn't have to say Shema. We quoted this verse, Rigzu v'al techeto. We're on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Rav Levi Bar Chama said, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish said, Le'olam, oh, what a great word, forever, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's forever. When we fight the evil urge, we can't think that at any point we defeated him. Forever, even a person who's older, someone who's had many successes, forever has to be fighting the evil urge. That's the way to read this verse. Rigzu v'al techeto, le'olam, forever. Yargiz Adam, Yetzer Tov al Yetzer Ra. Person should anger his urge for good against his urge for evil. Get it upset. What does it mean, anger? So I saw that B'nai Yisachar quotes the Holy Tanya. He should go above and beyond when he's fighting the evil urge. When he sees the evil urge attacking him, he should now do something extreme, something more than the normal, because the normal wasn't enough against the evil urge. So now he has to go above the normal. Let's say learning something 101 times to fight the evil urge. Shenemar, and all of this is from this verse. Rigzu, make angry. Make your Yetzer Tov angry against your evil urge. And then, Va'al Techto, then you won't sin. Now, what's the rest of the verse? Imru Bilvavchem, Al Mishkavchem, Bidom Musela. So now we interpret those parts. Im Nitzcho Mutav. If he defeats the evil urge with angering the urge for good against it, great. But if he doesn't defeat it, Yasuk b'Torah, he should go and involve himself in learning Torah. Come to Daf Yomi early in the morning. That's a great way to defeat the evil urge. Shenamar, that's what the verse says. It teaches us Imru Bilvavchem. Say in your heart, Alav Avecha. Say the words of Torah.
Get rid of animal soul. Is that what he's
saying? This is good with the Torah. Now, Chavetz Chaim points out, the Gemara is going to say later in Brachos that the evil urge is like a fly. Why like a fly? Because a fly comes, you shoo him away, he comes back. He's always there. So that's why we have to first start with angering the urge for good against the urge for evil. After we anger the urge for good, if that didn't work, learn Torah. And if that doesn't work, Nitzcho Mutav, if you defeated him with that, that's great. If not, Yikra Kriyat Shema, say Shema. Shenema, that's what the verse says, Al Mishkavchem. Im Nitzchu, if you defeated the evil urge with Kriyat Shema, also good. V'im Lav, and if not, Yizkor Lo Yom HaMisa. Remind the evil urge that death is coming. So what's there to be so excited about this fleeting world? We're all going to die eventually. Shenemar, and that's taught us from the end of the verse, V'domu Sela. So all the commentators ask, if the best weapon is to mention to the evil urge that man's going to die, so start off by mentioning that man's going to die. Why start by angering the urge for good? And if that doesn't work, learning Torah. And if that doesn't work, then to say Kriyat Shema. So the answer is that by mentioning the day of death, there's collateral damage. It can cause depression. So since it can cause depression, it's a big weapon. It's like chemotherapy. It causes good cells also to die. So it's the last resort. First we try the other thing. Learning Torah doesn't have any bad dangers to it. But if that didn't work, then we use mentioning the day of death to overcome the evil urge. I saw that the Hasidim say an amazing idea. They say, one second, if I mention the day of death, that's going to cause me to get depressed. The person knows he's going to pass away. So the holy Reb Mendel of Rimanov, and the Imre Emes, the Gera Rebbe who survived the Holocaust, Rav Avraham Mordechai Alter, they both said the same thing. Mention the day of death, not of the person, but of the evil urge. When Mashiach's going to come, the evil urge is going to die. And then we'll only have an urge for good. So here my evil urge is telling me to do this sin or that sin. I should say to him, hey, Mashiach's coming soon. He's going to die. You're going to die. And what's going to be? I'm not going to have good deeds because I listen to you. So that's the way to overcome the evil urge and to have lots of good deeds once we get to the ultimate goal. All right, so now moving on. Another lesson from this sage. Amar Rav Levi Bar Chama Shimon Lakish. What's the meaning of the following verse? That God tells Moshe Rabbeinu v'etna lecha, and I gave to you, Esluchos ha'evan, the tablets of stone, v'atorah v'amitzvah, and Torah and mitzvah, asher kasavti, that I've written, leho rosam, so that you will teach them. What does that teach you? God gave everything to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. Tanakh, Mishnah, and Gemara. Luchos, elu asher asadirbos. I gave you the tablets of stone, that means I gave you the Ten Commandments. Torah, zemikra, that's the written Torah. Mitzvah zu Mishnah, I gave you Mishnayos. Sher kasafti, that I've written, Elu Neviim uksuvim, I gave you the words of the prophets and the holy writings. Lahorosam, to teach them, zeh Gemara, that's Gemara, where we analyze the Mishnayos to figure out how to teach it. Malamri, this teaches you, Shekulam nitnu l'Moshe miSinai, they were all given to Moshe at Sinai. Everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. Rabbi Yitzchak said, going back to the Shema of the bed, Kol HaKorei Kriya Shema Mitaso. And when he reads Shema on his bed, it's as if he's holding a sword with two mouths, two blades to it. What a great sword. It can kill from either side. Shenamar, as it says, Romamos kel begronam. The exalting of God is in their throats. V'cherev pipios biyadam. And a multiple mouth, a multiple bladed sword in their hand. My mashma. How do we see that from the verse? Amar Marzutra, Marzutra explained, Vitim Ravashi, some say Ravashi said, Meresha Dinyana, it's from the beginning of the verse, because it says, Ya'alzu chasidim b'chavod, the pious will celebrate with honor, Yiraninu al mishkevosam, they will make song on their bed, Ksiv Basrein, it says afterwards, Romamos kel begronam, the exalting of God is in their throat, the cheret pios biyadam, and the sword of multiple mouths is in their hand. Rabbi Yitzchak said further, Halakorei Kriya Shema Mitaso, anyone who reached Shema on his bed, Mazikim Mitzelen Imenu, all the damaging agents, stay away from him. So I don't understand. We just said if you say Shema on your bed, you have the sword to kill the damaging agents. So what's added by saying all the damaging agents stay away? So the answer is, maybe there's a different way in how to read the Shema of bed. Is reading Shema of bed aloud? That's a sword to kill them. And if you don't read it so loudly, then they stay away from you. Shenamar, that's how do we know this? The verse teaches us, Uvnei Reshef, we'll see Bnei Reshef, the descendants of Reshef, the descendants of the bad soul, the bad creatures. Yagbiu Uf, they will be elevated through Uf. In Uf, Ela Torah. Uf is a reference to Torah. So through the words of Torah that you say before you go to sleep, you throw out these bad angels, they stay away. Shenamar, how do we know the Torah is called Uf? It says, if you lift your eyes from Torah, it's gone. If you don't review, it's gone. You turn away, it's gone. Right away, it flies away. Reshef is Mazikin. Reshef is a reference only to the damaging angels. Shenamar, as it says, Mizera of Uluchume Reshef, Eketiv Miriri. These are, it's a pasuk talking about the rebuke. And saying they're going to have all these terrible problems, this hunger. They're going to be fought against from the Reshef creatures. Very difficult, bitter cold. So you see, it's also a different shade, Rashi says. So, Nei Reshef Yagbiu Uf. The Shedim, they get elevated for Uf through Torah study. Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish said, Kala Osik BaTorah, anyone who's busy, deeply involved in Hashem's holy Torah, Yisurin B'delin Emenu. Sufferings, stay away from him. Shenamar, that's also learned from this verse. Uvnei Reshef, Yagbiu Uf, Ein Uf, Elo Torah. Uf is a reference to Torah. Shenamar, it says about the Torah. Hisef Ein Echabo, Ve'in Enu, if you lift your eyes from the Torah, it's gone. Ein Reshef, Eli Yisurim. Reshef might be referring to sufferings. Shenamar, it says, Mezera of Uluchume Reshef. Again, in the rebuke, it says they're going to be afflicted with hunger and with the war of Resheph.
So you say thou Shema at nighttime? Or,
it's even better than low.
Okay.
Amalei Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan said to his student Reish Lakish, you need a pasuk bnei Resheph yagbiu uf to tell me that through learning Torah people are protected from suffering. This, even the babies, even the children in grade school know this. Shenemar, this is what we say in Shema. If you're going to listen to Hashem, if you listen to Hashem, to the voice of Hashem, your God, and you'll do what's right in His eyes. Wait, this is not in Shema, but this is the same theme that we have in Vayom Shema. When you listen to his mitzvot, and you observe all of his laws, any illness that I placed on Egypt, I won't place on you, because I am God who heals you. So we see that, of course, if you listen to the Torah, you won't have illness, you won't have suffering. All right. Ella, so what does it mean? B'nei Resheph yagbiu uf. Means something else. If somebody could have been busy with Torah, he had the emotional capability, he had the discipline to be able to sit, he had the wealth, he was able to afford to spend the time, and he doesn't involve himself in Torah, then he gets suffering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi alav yisu'in mechu'arin. God brings against him ugly sufferings. For ochrin oso, and they devastate him. Shenemar, as it says, ne'elamti, I was mute. Dumiyah, with total silence. Hecheshesi mitov, I was quiet from saying the good. I was quiet from learning Torah, which is goodness. Uch'evi ne'ekar, and my pain became bitter, became very dark. Ein tov, what does it mean? I was quiet from good. Tov is a reference to Torah. Shenemar, as it says, ki lekach tov nasati lachem, for a wonderful purchase I've given to you. Torah si, my Torah, al tazovu, don't leave it. Amar Reb Zera said, Vitem Reb Chanina bar Papa. Some say Reb Chanina bar Papa said this. Bor eish lok minis HaKadosh Baruch Hu minis pasav adam. Talking about this verse, lekach tov nasati lachem. See that the way God acts is not like the way people act. Midas pasav adam adam mocher chevetz lachaver mocher atzev lokeach sameach. A human being, when a person sells an object to his friend, the seller is sad. He doesn't have the object anymore. The buyer is happy. Okay, but God's not this way. He gave the Torah to the Jewish people. The Samach. And he was happy. Shenemar, that's what the verse says. Ki lekach tov nasati lochem. I've given you a wonderful purchase. Torah si al tazovu. Don't leave my Torah. So that's, again, as commentators point out, normally if I sell something and I don't want to get rid of it, so I want to get it back. So if Hashem wanted the Torah back, he wouldn't say to the Jews, don't leave the Torah. He'd say, okay, leave the Torah, then I'll get it back. But no, he's not like us. He's happy that we have the Torah, and he wants us to fulfill it and to observe it. Amar Rava, Rava said, V'item Rav Chizda, some say Rav Chizda said, Im roe adam sheyisurin bo'in alav, if a person sees that he has sufferings, yifashpesh b'masav, he should look through his deeds. Shenemar, as it says, nach besad racheinu v'nach korah, let's search our ways and examine them. V'nashuv ad Hashem, and we'll return all the way to God. Pishpesh v'lo matzah, if he searched and he wasn't able to find, Yitla b'bitl Torah. He should assume that this is because of lack of learning Torah. In other words, a simple reading of this Gemara is that if a person has suffering, he should look through his actions. Maybe he's speaking Lashon Hara, maybe he's stealing, maybe he's doing something wrong, maybe he's lying, and then he should correct them. And if the correcting doesn't work, so maybe it's something else, then he should assume it's probably lack of learning Torah, not enough learning of Torah. That it hits everybody. Shenemar, it says, Ashri Agever, fortunate is the man, Asher Tiasrenu Ka, that God will afflict him. Umitorascha Tilmedenu, from your Torah, you will teach him. Vim Talavalo Matzah, and if he assumed that it was Torah, and he still didn't find it, that's the case. Then Biyadua Shal Yisurin Shal Avahain, then you know that it is the suffering of love. Shenemar, as it says, Ki es asher yev Hashem yochiach, for the ones that God loves, God will rebuke. So again, I saw that Reb Mendel of Rimanov, he said, I don't understand, a person's suffering, and then he starts looking through his deeds, and he finds that he speaks Lashon Hara, or that he lies, or that he steals. So he's invoking more problems for himself. He's bakatrig, he's reminding God of his sins. That's not good. So he said, no, the pshat's like this. If a person's suffering, a person should look through his deeds, not to look for a sin, but rather to look for a mitzvah. He should say, listen, God, please stop the suffering. Look about this mitzvah that I did. And if he can't find any mitzvah that he did, he should say, God, please stop the suffering, because if I have the suffering, I won't be able to learn Torah. And you want me to learn Torah. So please, no more suffering. And if he knows, though, that even with all the suffering in the world, he would still learn just as much, then he knows it's suffering of love.
But Rabbi, the person who causes the suffering is not going to admit it. He thinks he did the mitzvah in his mind.
Oh, hopefully not. Hopefully he can go over it and see the truth. Amar Rava, Rava said. Amar Rav Schora taught. Amar Rav Huna taught. If God wants someone, loves someone, wants to elevate him, then he depresses him with suffering. Shenamar, it says, Vashem chafetz, the one God loves, diko hechali, he depressed him with illness. Yachal, if you look, maybe God does this even to a person who doesn't accept the suffering out of love. Tamalomar, that's why the verse teaches you, im tasim asham nafsho, if you will place as the asham, his soul, ma asham ladash, just like the asham sacrifice is only accepted if it was given willfully. Afisurin ladash, suffering is only good if it's accepted willfully. Im kiblam, if someone accepts the suffering willfully, maschara, what's his reward? Yerezera, he's going to see descendants. Yarech yamim, he's going to have length of lives. Not only that, el shatum mudum eskayim biyado, he's going to succeed in his studies. He's going to get to the halach. He's going to remember his learning. Shanamas, it says, V'chafetz Hashem b'yado yitzlach, and the desired of God, the act of God in his hand will succeed. Pligi bar Rav Yaakov bar Idi v'Rav Acha b'Rav Chanina. There's an argument between Rav Yaakov bar Idi and Rav Acha b'Rav Chanina. Chad Amar once said, Eloim Yisurin Shel Ava, this is the definition of sufferings of love, Kol She'en Ben Bitzul Torah, suffering without any loss of Torah study. Shanamar, that's what the verse teaches us with the words, Ashrei HaGever, Asher Tiyasenu Ka, fortunate is the man who's afflicted by God, Umi Torah Scha Tzalam Denu, and from your Torah you will teach him. So long as he can keep learning, that's suffering of love. Chadam, the other one said, Eloim Yisurin Shel Ava, what's the suffering of love? Kol She'en Ben Bitzul Tfila, suffering that doesn't cause him to lose out on learn on prayer. He can still concentrate in his prayers. He can still pray. Shenam, as it says, Baruch Elokim asher lo hesir tefilah siva chazdo me'iti. Blessed is God who has not removed my prayer and his kindness from me. Amalu Reb Abba, Bered Reb Chia Bar Abba, Reb Abba, the son of Reb Chia Bar Abba, said to them, Hachi Amar Reb Chia Bar Abba, this is what my father Reb Chia Bar Abba said, Amar Reb Yochanan, Reb Yochanan, Elu ve'elu yisurin shel ava hein. Both these sufferings and those sufferings are sufferings of love. Shenamar, as it says, Ki aser sher ye'av Hashem yochiach. For the one that God loves, he will rebuke. Elamat ha'malom mitoras chatzalam denu. What does it mean then? And from your Torah, he will teach him. After all, sometimes the suffering prevents him from learning Torah. So al tikri tzalam denu. So don't mean it, read it as, and from your Torah, you will teach him. Ela tilmid denu. You'll learn it from your Torah. Tzalam denu. Teach us this from your Torah. You can learn this from the Torah. All suffering is very precious, and we see this from a law in the Torah about a slave. If a slave's eye or even his tooth is knocked out by his master, the slave goes free. So before the tooth was knocked out, he was a partial Jew. The tooth gets knocked out, he becomes a full Jew. So consider the eye or the tooth. The tooth of the eye, I mean, Shein Echad Me'Evav Shel Adam. They're just one limb of a person. Evet Yotze Ben Lecherus. And yet, when they get damaged, they get afflicted. The slave goes free. Yisurin suffering. Shema Markin Kol Gufa Shel Adam, that afflict the entirety of a person's body. Al Achas Kama Vakama. Certainly, they make the person entirely free. V'Hanu D'Bishir Melakish. This is the lesson of Reish Lakish. The Amr Reish Lakish. Ne'amar Bris B'Melach. They have the word covenant in regards to salt. Ne'amar Bris B'Yisurin. And they have the word covenant in regards to suffering. Ne'amar Bris B'Melach. It says covenant in regards to salt. T'chsiv in the verse, V'Otash Bis Melach Bris. And do not remove from the table the salt of the covenant. Ne'amar Bris B'Yisurin. It says covenant by suffering. T'chsiv Eila Divri Abris. These are the words of the covenant. So Ma Bris Amar B'Melach. Just like the covenant about salt. Melach Mamtekas is Abasar. The salt makes the meat sweet. It sweetens it. After some of the Yisurin, so to the covenant said about suffering, Yisurin remarking, Kol Avonoso Shel Adam, the suffering purifies all of man's sins. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, continuing now the lessons about suffering. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rav Shimon ben Yochai explained, Shalosh Matanos Tovos Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, God gave three good gifts to the Jewish people, but all of them through suffering. V'kulun lo nitnu el al yidei Yisurin, all of them were only given through suffering. Eluin, what are the three gifts? Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and finally, Olam Abba, the world to come. So Torah minayin anu know Torah, as it says, Ashri agever, fortune is the man, asher tiasrenu ka, that you will afflict him, God, umitorascha tilamdenu, and from your Torah you will teach him. That through the Yisurin, he gets Hashem to teach him the Torah. Eretz Yisrael, we know Eretz Yisrael also through suffering, because it says, Ki kasher yaserish has been no, as a man would afflict his son, Hashem alokechem yaserecha, God your Lord is afflicting you, because Basrin says after that, Ki Hashem alokechem eviyachal Eretz tova, God your Lord is bringing you to the good land. Olam haba, the world to come, dechsev, as it says, Ki ner mitzvah, for mitzvah is a lamp, the Torah or Torah is light, the derech chayim, and ways of life, or tochechos musar, are rebukes of difficulty. Tani Tana came to Rabbi Yochanan. It was a Tana who taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Kolotu b'Torah b'dinus chasadim. Anyone who's busy studying Torah and he does lots of acts of kindness, for kovres banav and nebuch, he suffers. He buries his children. Mochlin lo al kol avonosav. All of his sins get forgiven. Amle Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Wait a second. Mishnah Torah b'dinus chasadim. Okay, Torah causes forgiveness of sin. Kindness causes forgiveness of sin." You'll see, we have verses for that. Bechesed ve'emes yichupar avon. With kindness and truthfulness, sin will be atoned. So, chesed is milas chasadim. Chesed refers to doing acts of kindness. Shenemar, as it says, rodef tzedakah v'chesed. One who pursues charity and kindness, yim tzachayim tzedakah v'chavod, will find life, will find charity, will find honor. Emes u'torah. Truth is a reference to Torah study. Shenemar, as it says, emes k'nei, acquire the Torah. Acquire the truth. Al timkor, don't sell it. Hold on to your Torah study. Observe what your Torah teaches you. Elakover is bun of minayin. How do we know that if somebody is suffering in Nebuch, his children die in his lifetime, and he buries his sons? How do we know that that wipes away his sin? There was this elderly man who taught it to him in the name of the great Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Holy Zohar, the master of Kabbalah. Asya avon avon. It's a derivation of Gzeira Shava. The same word appearing in two contexts. Ksiv Achad says over here, Bechesed ve'emes, Yichupar Avon, with kindness and truth, sin will be atoned for. Ksiv Hasam, it says over there, U'meshalem Avon, Avos, Elchek Bneihem, and he pays the sin of fathers to the lap of their children. Okay, so we're learning all about the very painful subject of suffering. And the Gemara has introduced the concept of Yisurin Shel Ahava, suffering of love. According to Rashi, Rashi said back on Hamad Aleph, what is the meaning of Yisurin Shel Ahava? Rashi says, Yisurin Shel Ahava, these are HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyasur Ba'olam Hazeh Beloshum Avon. Hashem afflicts a person in this world, even though the man doesn't have sins. Kedei Laharbo Scharo Ba'olam Haba, to increase his reward in the world to come. Yoseh mikdeischu Yosef, more than his merits would garner. So now we're going to have further discussions about this topic of Yisurin Shel Ahava. We are on Daf Hey Amud Beis, about 8 lines down from the top. Amar Rabbi Yochanan taught, Negaim, if a person is afflicted with plagues like Tzaras, Ubanim, or Nebuch, a person suffers the loss of children, Einan Yisurin Shel Ahava, that's not the suffering of love. Asks the Gemara on both points. Unegoyim lo, is a plague not saras? It's not a suffering of love. Atanya, but didn't learn in a brisa. Homish yeshbo echem arba maras negoyim alalu. Anyone who has any of these four signs, any of these four colors, the plagues, are four shades of white that are the problematic saras, as we learned in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos. White like a wall, white like snow, white like a... white like an egg white. Anyone has any of these four shades of white? Ein an elam mizbeach kapara. They're nothing but an altar of atonement. Sounds pretty good. An altar of atonement sounds like suffering of love. The Gemara says, no, mizbeach kapara havi. It's an altar of atonement. Yisurin shel ahava lo havu. But it's not suffering of love. Ibaya same alternatively, I could say halan. It depends for who. For us in Bavel, where we don't have walled cities from the days of Yoshua ben Nun, we're not throwing the people with the tzaras out of the city. So it's suffering of love. Halahu. But in the land of Israel, where they have to throw the people who have the tzaras out of the city, because they have walled cities from the times of Yoshua ben Nun, it's not suffering of love. Ibai same alternatively, I can tell you another answer. Habitzina. If the plague is in private, then it's suffering of love. Habifar hasya. But if it's in public, it's not suffering of love. Ubanim lo. Now the second point that Rabbi Yochanan said, the loss of children is also not suffering of love. So Gemara says, one second. Hey, Chidan, what does he mean when he talks about sons? If he had children and they died, we know that Rabbi Yochanan used to do the following to comfort mourners. Rabbi Yochanan was the head of the Jews of the land of Israel. He lost 10 children in his lifetime. He used to go into a shiva house, he used to take a little piece from his youngest son and say, listen, this is a piece of my youngest son and I'm still managing, so whatever you've gone through, you can also overcome it. It's not as bad as what I've had. So Rabbi Yochanan used to say, Dein Germad Asira Bir, this is the little bone of my 10th young child. Now Rabbi Yochanan, if he lost children, you're going to say he lost children and it wasn't suffering of love. Rabbi Yochanan only had sufferings of love. Ella, what do you have to say? Hadalo havalu klal. If a person never has children, that's not even suffering of love. Baha da havalu mesu. But if one had children and they died, that's the suffering of love. So now we're going to see, even though we've just said it's so important to have suffering of love, many, many great rabbis didn't want it. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was ill. Allah gabei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan came in to visit him. Amar lehi, said to him, Chaviven alecha yisurin. Are these sufferings beloved to you? Amar lehi, he said, Lo hein velo scharin. I don't want them. I don't want their reward. Amar lehi, said to him, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Hav li yadach. Give me your hand. Yav li yadach. He gave him his hand. V'ukmeh, he took him out of the bed. Rabbi Yochanan pulled him out and he healed him. Rabbi Yochanan himself, who just healed Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, he got suffering. Chalash, he got sick. Oh, Rav Chanina came to visit him. Amalei, Rav Chanina said to Rabbi Yochanan, Chaviven alecha yisurin, do you like the suffering? Amalei said, Lo hein velo scharin, I don't want them, I don't want their reward. Amalei said to him, Hav liyadach, give me your hand. Yav liyadach, give him his hand. Vukmi, booked him out of bed. One second, Amai, why was this necessary? Look at Rabbi Yochanan and Nafshe. Let Rabbi Yochanan take himself out of bed. He took out Rav Chiya bar Abba, let him help himself. Amri, they answered in the yeshiva, In chavash matir atzman beisa asurim. A man in jail can't get himself out of jail. Somebody else can help me, but I don't have the ability to help myself. Rabbi Eliezer, also Chalash, got sick, and he fell to the bed. Oh, look, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan came in to visit. Chazadava kogani b'ayis afel. He saw that he was laying down in a dark room. So Rabbi Yochanan was exceptionally beautiful. Galya l'dare, he uncovered his arm. V'nafel nahora. Then there was light in the whole room. Chazadava kabachir b'lezer. He saw that Rabbi Eliezer was weeping. Amar le, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Am I kabachis? Why are you crying? If it's because you didn't learn enough Torah. Shanina, we've learned, whether you learn a lot, whether you learn a little, whether you come to the daf for 2,711 days, or you only come for one day, it's okay. As long as your intentions are for the sake of heaven, you accomplish a lot. It's a great thing. If you're crying because you're poor, there's no light here, and you don't have enough food, and you wish you were rich, not everybody merits to have both success in Torah and wealth, to have two tables. So you have Torah. Okay, be happy with that. And if you're crying because your children aren't well or your children have died, it's not as bad as me. I have the bone of my 10th son with me. Amarle, he said, you know why I'm crying? You are so beautiful. And your arm could light up a room. Lahai shufa debali ba'afrika bachina. For such beauty that's going to decompose in dust. That's why I'm crying. That you're going to die eventually. Amalei said to him, For that, you certainly should cry. Ubachu tarvayu. Then they both cried. They both cried that such human beauty would eventually disappear. So as they're having this crying session, Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Lezer, Chaviven alecha yisurin, do you love all this suffering? Amalei, lo hein velo scharin. I don't want them, I don't want their reward. Amalei said, okay, to him. Yav liyadach, give me your hand. Yav liyadach, give him his hand. Vukmi, took him out of bed. All right, another lesson about suffering. Rav Huna tzkifalei arba mea dani dechamra. Rav Huna had a lot of wine, and 400 barrels of wine of his became vinegar. Wow, what a loss. Now he can't sell it. Allah gabi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda went unto him. Achuad Rav Sala Chasida, the brother of Rav Sala the pious. V'rabban and the other rabbis. Amri, the others say it was Rav Adabar Ahava with the rabbis came. Amri le, they said to him, the Ayin Marba Mile. Rav Huna, who's the Rosh Yeshiva, should look into his events, into his actions. See what sins you have that caused all your wine to go bad. Amalu, he said to them, Umi chashidna be'inaychu, am I suspect in your eyes that I do sins? Amri, they said to him, Michashid kut shabrichu, is God suspect in your eyes? Ta'avidina below dina. That he does a punishment without it being a deserved punishment. Amalu, he said to them, well, if If somebody has heard something about me, something negative about me, say it. They said, Hachishmiel, and this is what we've heard. You don't give your sharecropper a share of the reeds. In other words, you give to your sharecropper 30% of the grapes because he's working in your field, but you don't give him 30% of the vines that you cut down, just the pieces of wood so you could use them for firewood. He said to them, what do you mean I don't give him his share? You think he left me anything? He stole everything from me. He's a thief. Why should I give him? He stole so much. They said to him, but you're Rav Huna, you're the Rosh Yeshiva. You don't steal back. This is what people say. A man who steals back from a thief, the time of time, he has the taste of theft in his mouth. Amr Luhus, he said to them, well, I'm the Rosh Yeshiva, I need to act on a higher level. Fine. I accept on myself, I'm going to now give him the share of the wood and not just the share of the grapes. And there are two versions about what the miracle was. Some say, Hadar Chala Vavachamra, the vinegar turned back to becoming wine. Others say, Iker Chala, the price of vinegar went up. There's David made the Chamra, he was able to sell his 400 barrels of vinegar as if they were 400 barrels of wine. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Abba bin Yamin, Omer, Abba bin Yamin say, Al Shnei Dvarim Yisim Yitzdar Kol Yamai. For two things I was always, I would pain myself my whole life very carefully to do these two things. Number one, I would pray before my bed. And that my bed should be from north to south and not from east to west. Because if the bed is from east to west and husband and wife have intimacy in the bed, so then the west, which is the side of the Shekhinah, is going to be disrespected. So the bed should be from north to south. The Zohar says the exact opposite of this Gemara. The Zohar says that the bed should be from east to west. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you have your bed from east to west, it's not the end of the world. But the Gemara says, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, the bed should be from north to south. Al tfilasi shetei lifnei mitasi. My prayer will be before my bed. My lifnei mitasi, what does it mean before my bed? Ilem lifnei mitasi, mamish, literally he would stand in front of the bed. And then he would pray, I'm Rabbi Yudam Rav, Rabbi Yudas the name of Rav, Yitam Rabbi Shulman Levi. Others say it was Rabbi Shulman Levi who said, How do we know that when praying, you have to stand next to the wall without anything between you and the wall? So certainly the bed shouldn't be between you and the wall. Shanaim, it says, Vayasif Chizkiyah Panav El Hakir, Vayispal Chizkiyah turned his face to the wall and he prayed. So Lotem Elifnei Mitasi, don't say that he used to pray in front of his bed, Elaim Asamoch Lemitasi, right next to getting out of bed. So right when he would get out of bed, right away he would go pray. He wouldn't do other things. He wouldn't go to the gym and then pray. He wouldn't go do business and then pray. He would get out of bed and go to pray. And that his bed was between north and south. Learned in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. Anyone who places his bed between north and south, having the bottom scharm, is going to merit to have male sons. Shanamar says it's funcha. Tamale bitnam. We're reading it differently. Not tzfuncha, but at tzfuncha, your north. Yizbu vanim, they will be sated with sons. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, Af ein ishtu mapelas nefalim. In the merit of having the bed from north to south, his wife won't have any miscarriages. Ksivachu tzfuncha tamale bitnam. Ksivasam, and it says over there, v'yimalu yimaleha ledes. Her days were full to give birth. V'nei tumim bevitnan. She had twins. She didn't have miscarriages. Tani we learned in a brisa. Abba bin Yamin Omer, Abba bin Yamin says, Shnayim shnichnasu lispalo. Two people walk into daven. The kadam echad mehem lispalo lohim tines chaveru. And one of them davens quickly and doesn't wait for his friend. In other words, they come into daven mariv. And one finishes and he leaves his friend out in the field. V'yatsa, and he leaves. Torif and lo tfilasa b'fanav. They throw his prayer back at his face. Shanam, as it says, Torif nafsho ba'apo halaman cha te'azev aretz. Lo, and not only that, Elishagorim Lishkinish at the Stalik Misrael, the cause of the divine presence to lead the Jewish people, Shanam, as it says, Vayatik Tsurim Komo, Vain Tsur El Akadish Baruch Hu. Tsur is a reference to God, Shanam, at Tsur Yalat Chateshi. Vim Himtin Lo, but if you're in Shul, and you finish davening, and somebody else is still davening, and you wait for him, Maschara, what's your reward for waiting? Reb Yosef, Reb Chanina, Zocha Lebracho Salalu, he merits these blessings, Shanam, as it says, Luik Shafti Le Mitzvosai. You'll have peace like a river. And virtue like the waves of the sea. And your seed will be like the sand. Those who come out of you. Just to share a word of halacha. The Mishnah Berurah teaches that there is a machlokas. We've shown him how to explain the Gemara about the Shema of going to sleep, whether it is just to read the first paragraph or all three paragraphs. The Mishnah Berurah says you should try to read all three paragraphs, because together with Kel Melech Naaman, if you read all three paragraphs, you have 248 words. The 248 words will protect your 248 limbs. Okay, we can say a Kaddish Drabanan.